I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer Section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is a big weekend for festivals. Depending on what you're interested in, you can immerse yourself in film, music, theater, books, crafts, cars, or ice cream in different Cape and Islands towns. Let's start in Provincetown.
There is so much going on this weekend, and up in Provincetown on Wednesday night and going through Sunday is the Provincetown International Film Festival. They've got 29 feature films, 17 documentary features, and 30 shorts that they're going to be showing at various times at different places in Provincetown and Wellfleet, and a lot of the times the filmmakers are going to be there to talk about the movies. There's also going to be parties and events, and some awards are going to be given out, including one Friday to actress Chloe Sevigny, and on Saturday to director Sofia Coppola. And there will also be talks about films, including one with author and documentary filmmaker Sebastian Younger.
And on Nantucket?
On Nantucket, Friday through Sunday, there is the 6th annual Nantucket Book Festival, and that includes a long list of best-selling authors. There are some ticketed lunches and talks, but about three-quarters of the events are free, so you can just go over and hear an author talk about their work. There's going to be a local author's tent on Saturday and a fundraising gala on Friday night with about 30 authors there. Some of the people who will be there on the island this weekend will include Amor Towles, Jody Pico, Alice Hoffman, Isabel Wilkerson, and U.S. Poet Laureate Robert Pinsky.
And tell us what's going on in Falmouth.
In Falmouth, it is Arts Alive, and that's going to be tents set up all over the library lawn. That's downtown, and the street next to it is going to be closed off, and there are going to be tents there, too, from Friday evening through Sunday. There's going to be more than 50 musicians, theater people, and spoken words performers entertaining under those tents. Plus, there's going to be a town dance with the Rip It Ups on Friday night and a rock night on Saturday. There's also going to be artisans with all kinds of crafts that they're going to be selling under tents throughout the whole time of the event.
And Hyannis has a few different events happening downtown this weekend.
It is going to be very busy there on Saturday, and particularly on Sunday. On Saturday, Sail Cape Cod is holding a fundraiser from noon to 5 at Azleton Park by the harbor, and it's called Scoops for Sloops, and it's an all-you-can-eat ice cream festival. They've got 28 flavors that they're going to be having there from different Cape shops, plus some games, activities, and harbor sales. Then just up the street, it's going to be a big craft fair on the Village Green. They've got more than 85 artisans and live music there from 10 to 5 on Saturday. And then that show is going to continue from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, but it will also be joined by the Father's Day Car Show. They've got a mile of Main Street that they're going to shut down for the classic car show, and that's going to be happening from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and they're going to have 380 classic cars parked along there. And the organizers say you might want to get there early because they're expecting 90,000 people to go there, and that's going to make it one of the biggest events of the year on Cape Cod.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine and the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.